Greetings and salutations. It's the Redford Cowboy talking to you. I'm up here in my office in downtown Farmington, so it's not going to be perfect audio. Hopefully there's going to be some background noise, but I think that will add to the ambience, will add to the vibe, the conversational nature. So I thought it would be fun to do a little podcast series on music and how much it means to me. Some of my earliest memories of being drawn to music. And so for this first one, I wanted to reach as far back as I possibly could and give you my earliest memory of music. And this would have been in Redford. I'm guessing I was probably, I want to say 1984, so I was probably 5 years old. The reason why I say that is because when I tell you the song that I remember hearing on the radio, I think the song came out in 1984. So I have this like hazy, dreamlike memory of going down the street. I don't even know what kind of car my dad had at the time, but it was just me and my dad driving down a tree-lined street where I used to live in Redford. I don't know where we were going. I was either in the front seat next to him or I was in the back seat sitting in the middle. I know I was in the middle of the front or the back seat, and I was leaning forward if I was not in the front seat. I would have been resting my arms on the cushion of the back of the front seat. So the radio was on, and I remember hearing the song, and I did not know what it was until years later. I had to go back to the recesses of my mind and remember the first time I heard this song. And the song actually was Drive by The Cars. Who's Gonna Drive You Home Tonight? You would know that song if you heard it. It's a fantastic song. Some people consider it to be the best song by The Cars. So I remember hearing it as a little guy, 5 years old, and I didn't know what I was feeling. I didn't know, other than sadness. I think the song, the way that the music is arranged, the sound of the notes, the sound of the melody, the sound of the guitars, just has such a sad, melancholy sound to it. And I remember feeling that. I remember driving down the street. So it's still like probably my earliest memory. It's definitely my first memory of music. And it was this song by The Cars. I didn't know why it was making me feel this way. I knew there was, even in that, in such a young state, in such a young mind, I knew that there was something sad, a sad quality about that song. And that's my earliest memory for sure, and my earliest memory tracing back to music and a song having an effect on me like that, which is fascinating because even now a song can do that to me. I can hear a melancholy melody or an arrangement and it moves me. It makes me sad or emotional, and music has such a power. And one of the other things we can explore about music is how it's a transporter. It takes us back to a certain time and place. And I remember just last week I was watching a music video because I was thinking about this very song. And so I watched a music video for the first time ever at age 42 because I'd never seen Drive, the music video by The Cars. I was watching it, and man, the song still is, you know, it's a timeless song. It's still sounds amazing today, as it did probably the day it came out. I was reading through the comments, you know, this thing had millions and millions of views. I was reading through the comments, and it said, one commenter said this, "Music is the closest thing we have to a time machine." And I thought, man, that is so true. Music instantly transports us. It is the ultimate time machine. You flood back to a certain time and place of memories, feelings, emotions, sights, sounds, tastes, you know, sensory things come alive. You can remember these small, finite, minute details about a moment, where you were when you heard a song for the first time, what you felt, all of the things that were attached to that memory in that moment. And you can go back there every single time. And I think that's so fascinating that music does that. So there you go. That's my first ever memory of being touched by music and touched by a song.